Blog Talk Radio.
Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Ted J. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story. You better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal. Take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded. We belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular. Can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission, and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes, R&B and gospel, and all of the above, and it's all on one show, and it fits like a glove on the
life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Life After Dust Live. I am your boy, Steady J. And, man, it is a beautiful Wednesday. Y'all know what that means. It's hump day. Hump day after dust. So that's what's going down. And it's actually a leap day, too. So big ups for being leap day. And so it's very interesting on this very special leap day that only happens every 4 years. Just wanted to go ahead and tell you all, remember to hump. There you go. Hump somebody responsibly. So there you go. That's by a little bit for every hump day. Well, today's show, we're actually going to have a very good treat for you on today's show, which the great model Tierra Larice will be in the building, holding down for DMV. She's actually on featured on IamSoDivine.com, which is very, very glad to have her. And she's doing a lot of big things. We're going to be chopping up with her today as far as what's going down with her career and how she got started, what we can expect for her coming up, and as well as how she actually was ranked number one as the most active person on a Dust Spot for the month of February. So big ups to her for that. So we'll be talking to her about that in a bit. So we're going to go to some music, and then we'll be back. So let's go ahead and miss Hump Day. Just get it in. I think we should... So slow it down. We're going to slow it down for the beginning. So here we go. It's a pleasure to be under right here on Life After Dust Live. Hump Day After Dust with your boy, Steady J. Let's go.
Calling my river to let it know I'ma be on my way. Missing how the river flows, even though it's only been a couple of days. Cause it be raining and complaining, and you got that water made for drinking. Baby, if I drown tonight, it's all worth it for you. I don't need no rescue. I'ma hold my breath until you feel it in your chest when I
Yeah, I love it when you love me, baby. Yeah, I love it when you love me.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Ooh, oh, oh, yeah. Something about your loving, kissing and hugging, it's ecstasy. All my complications, you came in and raised them, setting me free. And I don't wanna take your loving for granted, Lord knows I don't. But you make loving so easy. And all I got to say is, day in, day out, all year round, your love is real.
So real.
And I can't help how I feel, love loving you. Could not forget, you stayed on my mind. Simple little things like being your king took all my time. And every situation you and I were placed in, we always shine. And that's why you're mine. Besides, day in, day out, all year round, your love is real. And I can't help how I feel, love, loving you, ooh, ooh, ooh. And you loving me, so sweet, 'cause your love is real. She got me all wrapped up like a serpentine, bring me down to my knees like I'm at the shrine. If you need it, I'm gonna be the one to feed it. Love is way too real for us to be defeated. If love is life, and life is love, then she and I am her. Together then we fly, and I deserve what is coming, 'cause I do try, giving my everything, all will come in due time. Day in, day out, all year round, your love is real. And I can't help how I feel, love, loving you.
Saying you niggas is puckin'. I come with the beat for a record. wheel every day like it's Friday on TikTok. Yeah, I know a couple truckers get that shit from state to state. Get that money, get that cake, and then we go eat at the steak. Get my belly getting big, cause it's food up on my plate. Tell them sorry for the wait, I'm not usually late. Yeah, I smell like money, baby, won't you get a taste? I could populate the world with what I left up on the face. I am not usually here, I be somewhere out of space. Got that zapper on my waist, nigga, motherfucker, cake. I think it's Friday.
Hey, what it do, man? This your homeboy, Six Figures, man, all the way from the West Coast, California. You understand that? And whenever I'm not in the studio, man, I'm sitting back chilling, man, listening to Life After Dust live on Ice Radio USA and the Dust Spot. Seti J, I see you, man. Yay!
All right, welcome back, everyone, to Life After Dust live. Your boy, Seti J. And that was a nice, quick little mix or whatnot for you. Either get the show started or whatnot. But yeah, like I said, we got a very great show up ahead for us today. The great Sierra Larice is going to be on the show here in a bit. Now, one thing I want to talk about, too, is tomorrow's show, which is, I have to say, one of those shows that I really take a whole lot of pride in doing. Not that I don't take pride in doing any other shows, but as far as any time I get to give a chance to give back to the community, I always love doing those shows. And one of the shows to do that with is our Healthy After Dust shows. That being said, tomorrow's show we're going to have my boy Dr. Daniel Tugill be on the show, and he'll be chopping up with us as far as how to define the ways to prevent and eliminate chronic pain. So I found a lot of my listeners actually go through that stuff, and it's just great to just have them come through and whatnot. And I like the fact that, you know, people from all over are supporting the show. You never know where they're from. They can be all the way in Japan or California, in this case, with him being in California. So that's been great to have that happen. Now, I wanted to kind of go on some stuff really quick, too. As far as one thing I want to definitely talk about is the fact that a lot of people – work ethic is so horrible. Like, I had to just really go on that. Like, you can't just, like, as far as an artist or a model or anything of that sort, as far as the entertainment industry, just like any other job, you can't just show up and then just go, hey, I'm here, so now you got to put me to work. No, you got to be putting the extra work in and going the extra mile and being noticed and whatnot. As far as being an artist, just putting up music, it's not good enough. And just posting up to people not engaging with some of these people is not good enough. Just like being a model, just from that picture is not going to be good enough. You got to engage with people. So I definitely get that out. And just one of the things on my heart to get out because, hey, I want to see people grow, but you can't get that right there. I don't know what to say. Now, glad we got that out the way. some other things that are going down. If I miss any of the shows this week, you know, you can always check them out a couple different places. Of course, here on blogtalkradio.com/SeddyJ, that's CEDDYJ, you can, and that's the letter J, excuse me, and you can actually listen to all the shows there. You can also listen on iTunes for free. It's like that Life at the Dusk Live, and you can see the shows there, as well as on the Dusk Spot. You can get some on the Dusk Spot by clicking the Life at the Dusk tab on DuskSpot.com, and I'll let you go to like the 5 most recent episodes. So there you go. And I want to send a quick shout out to DimesDepot.com because the dude over there, Diesel, is doing the same thing. And I think a lot of times he doesn't get as much credit as he deserves. Like the dude really does a lot of great stuff, and sometimes you'll take it for granted. So at the end of the day, y'all got to realize that there's a lot of great tools out here, and people are doing cutting-edge things. In order for the tools to work, you got to utilize every aspect of it. That's how some of these people are getting so successful. They're not just, I mean, I know it looks like y'all see the final product and think it's so easy, but it's not easy. So that's what's going down with it. All right, now they're playing a quick commercial from my sponsor today. We'll be right back in just a quick moment.
I'm hungry for something different.
Zebra Bar. Get the fever.
I was always eating fudge, but I wanted to snack on something else.
The front is white and pure. The back is dark and naughty.
What about nuts?
You'll love the nuts.
God.
Which side will you try first? Zebra Bar. It satisfies your exotic cravings, whatever they are. Put it in your mouth.
Herbert, we're back in the building. Back in the building. And for those of y'all, I know some people get so confused. That is not a real sponsor. I got to definitely put that out there. I confuse the hell out of you where. It's all for that commercial. So the joke is out. It's definitely not a real commercial. But let me go to the phone lines. So I think my girl's in the building. I'm going to go ahead and check it out. All right, let's see. All right, is this my girl, Tierra Larice?
This is her.
What's up?
Hello. Hi. How are you?
I'm doing all right. You know, it's hump day, and everybody knows I am on hump day. I always got some perverted comment I was going to say on hump day. So, you know, I'm always letting everybody know, if you're going to hump somebody, hump them responsibly.
I agree.
Yeah. And it's leap day, too, man. I got to say shout out to the people who only celebrate their birthday every 4 years. I feel so sorry for them. Hey, you just y'all better than me because I'd be mad. You know, see, that means you get to kind of make up stuff, man. Like, that's crazy. Like, you only celebrate the 20th. Like, I wonder, like, can you just pick a day of February that you want to celebrate it on then?
I wonder, too. I don't know. I don't think so. That would be
no,
cool. I think
they celebrate
the
28th. It's always what I hear. I'm like, that don't make any goddamn sense. Like, if it's on the 29th, it's the 29th. So, whatever. All right. So, first off, you know, I just want to definitely just welcome you to the show. And just glad to have you in the building.
I'm happy to be here. Yay.
Yay!
Yay!
So, you know, we got a whole lot to chop up. You know, we're gonna try to keep it snappy as much as possible, but we got a lot to chop up for those of y'all that's in the building today. Now, first off, like, I'm gonna get into the story. Like, let everybody know who you are and like, how did you actually get started into the modeling industry?
Well, of course, I'm Tierra Larice, and I saw modeling. I don't know, one day I just woke up and was like, I love taking pictures, so I might as well try to be a model. And also, I think I went to a Chris Brown concert, and his DJ was like, you should model. I was like, I should, shouldn't I? And then it went from there.
Some DJ that said, hey, you need a model. And then he was like, bam, doing it.
I mean, no, let me tell you, it was a Chris Brown. Like, I'm in love with Chris Brown. So I was like, his DJ actually was in the car with Chris Brown. I was walking to the car, and he's like, yeah, rolled down his window. I was like, oh, my gosh, Chris Brown. I wasn't thinking about him. He's like, hey, you should model. I was like, who, me? He's like, yeah. I was like, okay, I'll be there.
Now, people know I like to cap on people. I like Chris Brown, but one thing I don't like is that guy thing. I cannot stand that hair. What? Like, are you feeling the hair? Because, I mean, he looks like a golden lord. Every time I see him, I feel like I'm watching Meteor Man. I'm like, I'll get you, Meteor Man. Every time I see him, I think that in my head.
Well, I love, I don't know. Okay, the hair is a little weird, and his clothes is a little weird. But I still love them. I wouldn't mind being in the video or anything with them. So I love him. Him and Trey Songz, I think I love.
Okay. I just had to definitely get at the accident. You know, I like to spice it up. Sometimes I start a little trouble, and I had to ask that question because, you know, it's definitely, you know, as far as the other business, them and I don't really give a darn about that. I'm tired of hearing about it. Everybody's been talking about that all day, all week. I just roast on his hair. His hair bothers me. But, he just like Cisco. It was one to two. But, no, as far as like you, so you said you got started. So, as far as like that, if we go take it from there, like, what was, like, the first step after you talked to that dude about becoming a model? What was, like, the first thing you started doing to get into it more?
Well, I actually talked to another model, Keisha Coleman, or I think it's Keisha Tempest. I was after her because she'd been a model for 3 years. So I'm like, okay, what do I do? Where's my first step to model? So she was like, you need to get on Model Mayhem. So I got on Model Mayhem. I had to wait till I get approved. Once I got approved, I just started contacting photographers. And they were anxious to take the pictures. And from there, it just took off really fast.
Definitely. I see me, like, you are, like, on a lot of social networks. I think we're pretty much almost the same exact social network. It's crazy. Like, how do you find time to do it? Because a lot of people obviously got excuses. I don't have time to be on that social network. Like, how do you find time doing it? Why do you find it so important that, you know, it's important to be on so many social networks?
Well, I find time to do it is, I mean, you can, I have an iPhone, so I can do it at work on my break. On the weekends, I don't work. It takes about 10 minutes to put your pictures up there and your videos and, you know, put it up there. So it's not really that long. And I think it's important because you never know who's looking at the social network. That one person may look on this, decides to Google any social network, and say, for instance, you pop up. He's like, oh, wow. Or she's like, oh, wow, who's this? What does she do? She's a model. People, it's important to have a social network because the internet is like a magazine. And the more social networks, the more blogs you're on, the more likely somebody's going to see you and find you. That's how Amber Rose got started. She was on a blog. So that's what I feel like. That's really important. You have to be out there.
Right. And I think sometimes some people, some people see the final, I'll talk about it a little bit before you got on. Some people see the final product of what y'all have done, and they think it's so easy. And they're like, oh, well, I wouldn't be a model nigga. They made it look so easy. But if people don't understand, that's the beauty of the industry. The industry, the way you know somebody's a pro is if we make it look easy.
It's definitely, I wouldn't say it's easy because you have your rejections. You have the people that do want to take pictures, and you have people that's like, oh, no, you're not what I'm looking for. You're not 5'10", 101 pounds. So it really is like, it's hard. But once you get in there and you start doing it, the rejection comes. Like, I've been rejected for calendars, magazines, with the more rejections I get, the more approvals I get. So another thing about Molly, you got to have a lot of self-esteem. If your self-esteem is not high, you might as well give it up, because a photographer can come to you and say, hey, I don't like your body, and that can break your career if you have low self-esteem. So I think that's very important.
Oh, yeah. Me being on the other side of the spectrum, not being a photographer, being the other side of the spectrum, looking, you know, trying to find models to build up a network of people. Like, I see to me, like, man, I know how it is being rejected, denied, you're not good enough, all that kind of stuff. And then it's funny, some of these same people are now looking from the outside in, like, oh, man, everybody doing stuff, and they still don't want to support. It's funny.
Yeah, it's hard on both parts, I would say. I still think it's harder for the model, though, because you want to
see
a lot. Oh,
yeah, it is,
because
y'all got, especially you're a female, y'all got so much crap they got to go through.
Yeah, you do. You have a lot. It's just, like I said, you have to really have a high self-esteem. You have to think, this is how I look at things. You may not think I'm bad, but I know I'm bad, so let's keep it that way. You got to be really, your self-esteem has to be really high, because I see so many people that want to model and that one photographer is like, well, you're fat, and then there go their career is done.
Yeah, I mean, the one chick on Dimes right now I'm looking at, she's a big girl, but she's a pretty big girl. That's the thing. A lot of people realize in the industry that's the one thing I have to say is it's starting to get more to where it's more accepting. Most people don't want to accept that's the case. It is more accepting now.
I agree. I think that it's so many different kinds of models. It's difficult. It's a butt model. It's an arm model, a face model, a whole body model, a runaway model, high fashion model, so many models. So I'm pretty sure a lot of women can fit in one of those categories.
All right, what we're going to do, we're going to go to a quick song, and then we'll be back with you in a moment. So, hey, let's see. How's my feeling? What am I feeling? You know what, y'all? I'm going to create some mischief, some more mischief. You know, this song right here is, of course, everybody knows this song. If you don't know the song, you're like on another planet or something. Biggie Simmons, Copy Paste. I dedicate this to everybody that says you can't do stuff, and they still copy and try to paste it the heck you do. So here we go. Let's go.
Biggie. Queen. You with me? Yeah. Check my $1 million swag. I tell them 10 folk, cause they wanna copy that. In the mall, not a shopping bag. Baby girl, what you want? Your boy got the tab. If your man say where you at, I'ma tell him I ain't seen her. Better hit her on a jack. She gone for the evening. I make him lean back. Don't call Gina. Yeah, you know what's up. Martin, Tommy, Gina. I'm the lead off like Derek Jeter. They copy my demeanor. They be jockin', I know they watchin'. I act like I don't see them, but Jeremy Scott on her. Louboutin, look like they got spots on her. My ratings is up, cause everybody watching in. I be VIP, you online with a rope. Biz, don't come any closer, you might step on my toes. Just ladies, it's your jam, leave your jacket on the sofa. Have a little class, put your glass up on a coaster. Get up on the flow, shake it like you supposed to. If you know you getting over, tell them copy, copy and paste me.
town.
It's your girl, Miss Christy, and you're rocking with North by Northwest Urban Entertainment's Ceddie J.
All right, we're back in the building. Back in the building. Y'all, welcome back to Life at the Dusk Live. Your boy, Ceddie J, Hump Day After Dusk. And got my girl, the beautiful Tierra Larice in the building.
Hi.
Yeah. Man, yeah, man, for those of y'all that ain't seen it, y'all need to go see her picture. So she's pretty bad, y'all. Y'all got to go see her, man. I'm going to let you go look for yourself. Go look. And you'll find out what I'm talking about. You're like, oh, okay.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. So basically with that too. You know, some of the stuff that you've been featured on. You've been featured in a counter done by Face Up Photography, and yep. You've been featured on a website called Hip Hop and Models, and then you've even been in a couple of music videos as well. Like, what was like the experiences of each of those projects you've done?
Say it one more time, I'm sorry.
What's like the experience of some of those projects, like from doing like Face Up and like Hip Hop and Models and some of the music videos?
Well, the music video, that experience is it's funny because the artists, some of them are nervous and you're nervous. So it's like we're both nervous and we're trying to make a hot video. Now, the calendar, I really enjoyed. It was basically an implied new calendar. I really enjoyed it. It was really fun with that. But the music videos, like I say, everybody be nervous, especially when you're dealing with new artists. They're like nervous and we're just both nervous. So that kind of is a little weird.
So you make an artist nervous now? Oh, man, you can't. That's not
Look,
good.
I don't do that.
They're like, oh, they sweating. So, oh, my God. What am I going to do with that shit? She awfully close to me. I'm supposed to put my hand here.
I have had that one before. Like, he's like, what am I going to do? I'm like, I don't know. You're the rapper. So, that is weird, though. But they're like, really weird.
Now, that is interesting. You know, honestly, and that's the thing. I know, matter of fact, one model I know, I'm going to be in XXL, which is ironic because we'll talk about that too in a second. You working on that project, trying to make it to that status. She's in XXL, and she's actually going to school for video, be a video director. So that's actually ironic, you know. The models, a lot of times, a lot of people don't realize they're the ones that control the show sometimes and stuff. These artists are nervous. And, you know, I really didn't know that until you said that. That's something new for me. I really didn't really have an insight on.
Yeah, they be nervous. A lot of people don't know that because when you see the video, you're like, oh, he's just calm. No. And most of the time, they have their girlfriend there, too. So, yeah, it's a little nervous, too, because your girlfriend's right there, so you don't want to offend her. So,
just do enough. To keep it hot, but don't do too much of that type of ordeal. I know
yeah.
how it is.
Exactly.
Oh, definitely. All right, one of the big things I'm going to chop over you, too, that definitely got to say this big up to you. We're looking at this one new article that just recently been done today. It's actually on you about being the February star of the month, in which you were the number one most active in what I'm person on the site and whatnot on this. But like for what, first of all, I gotta say big up to that, because hey, that just shows, you know, you on it like crazy. And heck, every time I go into there, I'm looking like, yeah, dang, I see her name in the chat. So like basically one of these one chop up of that is like you talked about earlier about being on social networks and how you take at least 10 minutes out of your day at least to try to do this stuff. Like, what's like the drive, the determining factor to keep doing it so well on the dust spot?
I basically feel like that dust spot is, to me, is a new blog, so everybody's just getting on there, and I want to be like the person where everybody's like, I got on there from Tierra. And I can't turn people on to, especially Dust Blog, because they're like, well, you don't have any pictures on here, or you're not on here, so why should I be on here? So I try to kind of lead the example for that. Because I want the people, you know, my friends are smiling, like Keisha, she's smiling, so she's like, oh, you're featured? I want to be featured. How is that? So if I'm not putting pictures on there or I'm not having interactions on there, nobody else is going to want to do it.
Oh, and Keisha, I think I know, is that Lady K?
Yeah, Lady K, I'm sorry. I'm sorry,
okay,
well,
okay.
Lady K.
I'm confused. She down there, started going there. I was like, okay, all right. Shout out to that. So, yeah, I mean, that's the thing, too. Like it is, you didn't take the, one of the things I like to say, I ain't even got to say it now. You already made my point. It ain't even going to come up my mouth now. Because that's a lot of people don't realize. A lot of times, like they say, like, yeah, I'm trying to get some people on here. But like we were talking about, a lot of people aren't going to come onto a site where you're not active yourself.
Exactly. You can't do that. You can't say, hey.
Like, why are they telling your friends? Tell your friends join Facebook because they're like, oh, I see my friends always on this site, so it must be hot. At the end of the day, Steady J can go tell my mean people. I can go give people a lot of gold. I can say, hey, I have gold in my hand. But if the people that already have the gold aren't sure to go other people, then it's not going to make any sense. So, hey,
yep.
There you go. I'm glad it came out of somebody else's mouth besides my own.
Because you really do. Like if you tell me, girl, go to the store and buy these shoes, but you don't buy your shoes from there, why would I go? Because apparently it must not be that hot because you're not buying your stuff from there. Sorry, I'm
exactly.
In love with clothes and shoes. I had to do that.
Yeah, I kind of figured out that plug. I was like, oh, okay, she was, yeah, shoes. Now, one thing that I like about some of the stuff you've done, like you kind of switch it up. We never know what we're going to get. Like you'll do some of the eye candy stuff. You'll do some of fashion stuff. You do lingerie. It's like you give us a little bit of everything, and you're not just doing them. You're doing them well. How do you continue to be so versatile in your style of modeling?
Well, I think basically that's just my attitude. That's just who I am. Like, I can switch. I can turn into anybody. I should really be an actor, but that's not going to happen. But I don't know. It just comes naturally. Like, not everybody can model all six categories. I can do sports. I can do lingerie, I can do implied nude, but I can also do the good girl, school girl look. It comes natural to me. Like, I like to be in everything. I just don't want to be, you know, one-sided. I want them to be like, Tierra Larice does everything. You see her, she got clothes on today. She might not have clothes on tomorrow, but she does everything. And I think that's very important to when you model, to be able to do everything. If you can't do everything, you just need to stop it. Because when an agency or whatever you want to do, look at you. They want to see that you can do everything, not just eye candy, not just the fashion. They want to be able to see you more, you know, just change up for them, like a chameleon, just change. So that's what this is natural.
Matter of fact, I writing some of the pictures I saw before, really the eye candy stuff was more fashion, and it was the one, like the one you had the little snow boots on and whatnot. And just kind of show, like, it's like, dang, she's fine as heck when she got you see the pictures of, like, you in lingerie and stuff, but you also market clothes very well, too. Like you said, you love shoes and all that stuff, so it's going to, I guess, that transposes to when you model, too.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, it's just you just got to be able to change it up, and that comes natural.
All right, now, let me go get my little egg timer ready. All right, so I'm going to put this little musical timer on in a second. And when it ends, I want you to answer to this question. And this is one of the toughest ones. Two tough questions, actually. Okay, so tough question number one is, what is probably your favorite shoot of all time that you've done so far? Who's your favorite photographer, basically? And why? And then my other question, I'm being tough to you. I know y'all hate and I make y'all pick. But oh well. And then the other question I want to know is, like, what is, like, the craziest thing a guy has has tried to do when they see you in the streets and whatnot, and they're like, and like, have you ever had somebody that spied you out for modeling and was like, oh my God, man, and they used some corny pickup line? What's like the worst one they've used so far? Okay, so hold on. I'm going to put the timer on. Think very clearly now. All right, all right. There we go. Okay, so going back to those questions again, let's go in the order that we ask them. All right, first question, what's your answer to that question?
I do not have a favorite photographer. Everybody does something.
Y'all try to dodge the question.
I know, because every photographer does something different. Like, some photographers can do good implied nude. Some photographers can do lingerie good. Some photographers can do, like, regular clothes. Now, my clothes photographer, I must say, Daryl Stewart is my favorite as far as clothing. Like, when it comes to outside ideas, like the one with the red bra and the black coat, he is the best. I'm going to tell you that he is. But on the other stuff, I don't know yet.
All right, well, hey, we're going to count that as you picking one. We're going to count that as one. All right. All right, second question.
Hold on.
Our second question again was, like, what? Because, I mean, of course, you know, guys will probably spot you for modeling or whatnot. Like, what's, like, the worst pickup lines a guy has used on you on the net or off the net? What's like the worst pickup line someone's using?
Oh, it's a lot of them. I had one to be like, yeah, I'm a photographer. Can you come to my hotel and we could do a one-on-one shoot? And I'm like, okay, you're a photographer, so where's your pictures? Oh, I'm just getting started today. Like, what? That was the whack. That was crazy. I had another one was telling me that. He would like to drink my bath water, and I thought that was disgusting. That was my bath water. You know how your bath water. I was like, that's disgusting.
Hold on. He said he wanted to drink your bath water?
Yes.
Now, yeah. Is he talking about, like, so after you've been, like, what kind of day? Like, are you, like, hot and sweaty after this day? Or what's, like, the...
Well, I was at UPS. And he works at UPS, so he's like, yeah, so when we leave here, I'm trying to drink your bath water. I'm like, that's disgusting.
You've been all high. So hold on, you said UPS?
Yeah, I work at UPS, yeah.
Ooh, can y'all imagine her in that brown uniform?
Oh, my God.
What's your brown do for you?
We have a lot of hot girls at UPS, everybody, so, yeah.
Hey, I know this one in Dust Spot I know. See, now you're the second one I know. There's no one in Dust Spot who I know working at UPS, and she's bad, too. I'm like, she's not even a model, but she's like, she work at UPS. I'm like, so you be wearing that brown uniform? Ooh, okay.
Oh, my God.
It's kind of like seeing a bad chick as a cop.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my head's starting to hurt right now. Oh, man. So, like, as far as you come, like, more stuff coming up for you, what can we expect within the rest of this year coming up from Tierra LaReese?
Well, I've been featured on, like, 4 more websites. I think it's Dime Divas, is I'm Fresh, is ProudModelsOnline.com. I have a magazine coming up. I'm doing that actually Saturday. I have a lot of stuff going on. I have another calendar for Face Up. Yay! I want everybody to make sure they buy that. What else? I, I'm doing a fashion show April 22nd, my first fashion show. So wish me luck. I have been going to Charlottesville for a calendar shoot, and I am the main model. So that's it for just right now. So I don't know what's coming up in the This is just for the next 2 months. So I don't know what's happening in the next 2 months.
That's a lot. That's a lot already. And I know one of the things that you mentioned, like how, you know, when I wrote the bio for you and whatnot, you were talking about how one of the things you want to definitely make it up as, you want to be in King Magazine.
Oh, yes. I'm going to get there. I'm going to grace that magazine. I'm definitely going to get there. Y'all look for me because I'm going to be there. I'm definitely going to make it there.
I'm not doubting it whatsoever. I think it can happen. I've seen some of the people that have been there. I'm like, okay, you got in there. All right.
Exactly. But you know what King Magazine, you got to do have a big butt. So that is really what you men looking at, the butt, not the face. The face be far back. You're like, look at her boobs and her butt.
Yeah, so most definitely. All right, so, like, another final question I want to ask you is, like, what did you probably say are... I'm gonna make you pick one. I'm gonna give you three. What is probably your top three features on your body that you like the most about yourself, and as far as like other people like about you as well?
Oh wow! Of course, my behind and my hips. I hear that. And I hear my facial features, like my eyes, my lips. I'm just naturally have a pretty face, and not too many models I hear have that. So,
some of these people just be they be having the body, they be like tip drills, boogaloos, whatever you want to call them.
Yeah, I hear that a lot. A lot of the photographers I run into like, you're pretty. I'm like, yeah, I am. Especially after having three kids, I'm like, yeah, thanks.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, yeah, because you look at me, you're like, hold on, you were looking at it. It always tells me, yeah, it's always other chicks I know who only have one kid, and they've had that kid for like years, and they're more out of shape than chicks I know who have multiple kids. So, big ups to that.
That's what Brown does for you all. So, come on and work at UPS. And I had a set of twins, too. So, a lot of people are a little shocked. Like, you just had twins.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you really work on yourself.
I really did have a set of twins, so that was another thing. Like, I did say, if I lose all this baby weight, I'm going to model. So I didn't really expect to lose the baby weight. But I did, so yay. No more kids with me.
I said, no more. Sorry, hold on. The question is about the twins. I asked that quick question. Is it boy and girl, two boys, two girls, what is it?
A boy and a girl.
Oh, see, I would be so happy if it stopped right there. If I had a boy and a girl, a set of twins, it was a boy and a girl, I'd stop right there. I'd be like, no more kids.
Exactly. I wish they would have came first.
Look, I'm like, you know what? There's no need for me to start going further.
Yep. You got what you need, a boy and a girl. So
most definitely. All right, so we're getting ready to go. This part of the show, I definitely just want to say thank you for coming through the show and whatnot. You know, you're doing a lot of great stuff. I appreciate you for when I reached out to you. You was one of the people that I didn't get no hesitation at all. You was really like, okay, let's do this. And ever since then, you've been very supportive, and I just wanted to thank you for that.
Well, thank you, because you support me, too, of course. Thank you for all my features. Thank you for everything. Like, I really, really love your blog. Like, that is great. I refer all the models to you. And I hear nothing but good stuff about you, especially when I refer my friends. They're like, oh, I love him, Tiara. I love it. I'm like, I know. So thank you. You give it all the models. They're trying to model an opportunity to be seen, so... That's great. Thanks for that.
That's because I try to, you know, at the end of the day, my opinion, Facebook and Twitter are good because a lot of people are on there, so you get to draw them to what you're trying to get them to come to. But at the end of the day, sometimes it's so much BS on Twitter and Facebook that you got to flood through before you get to actual good stuff. So I'm just thankful for people like yourself to help be one of those people that me had to swim through all the BS and get into to you or whatnot.
Well, like I said, thank you, yay. So everybody follow me at Natural Beauty T.
All right, y'all. I'm about to go ahead and go to some music. Let's see, man. Where am I in the mood? No, we're gonna liven it up a little bit. Okay, we're gonna take it. So this is Hump Day. We're gonna play this somewhere here. This is by Emmy. This is Dance Like a Stripper right here on Life at the Dust Live. Your boy Seti J. And if you want to stick around for a little bit, you can as well, because I am going to be going into some hot mess. I know I usually do it on Mondays, but it's some hot mess I got to get out of there, so y'all got to be on the lookout for that. Here we go. Be right back.
I'm about to hit the club and dance like a stripper. King got a nigga, I'm thrown on that liquor.
Yeah. just bringing me out the dark.
Come on.
Finally, I can see you crystal clear. Go ahead, tell me how I'm gonna always
CDJ, that's CEDDYJ, the letter J. So you can check out the show there. You can check it out on iTunes or type in Life at the Dusk Live and listen to all the shows there. Or go to DuskSpot.com. That's DuskSpot.com. Go there and you can listen to the show by clicking the Life at the Dusk tab and you can listen to the five most recent episodes. So, hey, there you go. Now, I had a couple of news stories I want to kind of share real quick. And actually, like anytime, like we actually now on the Dust Spot now, you can actually get all your latest news in the homepage news feed now. So, current thing about this is it's always going to be updated news every day, all day, whenever. And today's stories, all these stories are coming from internationalhiphop.com. I will kind of run over them really quickly. Apparently, rapper J. Cole is being honored in Fayetteville, and just basically, you know, they're showing love to him there for just doing what he's doing. He's doing a pretty great job with the Rock Nation and whatnot, and doing a great job in 2011. So, That's what a lot is going to be surrounded around. And the weekend is called Dreamville Weekend. That's what's going down for that. So big ups to them. It's our first annual Dreamville Weekend. So it's big ups to you, J. Cole, for making that happen. And most success to Fayetteville, because they actually, that city has been, it's really been putting on the map a whole lot as far as models and artists. I've watched it personally. They're watching a lot of the stuff coming out of there. So big ups to the small cities making a lot of big noise. Another big story, a Tupac play apparently is coming to the NYC, a Broadway project called Holla If You Hear Me. It's coming by way of Kenny Leon. It'd be over there, and it's definitely going to be pretty great. You can check it out on Broadway pretty soon, and it's basically going to have it's going to feature a lot of songs by the late rapper Tupac. So most definitely, it's going to be pretty interesting. Can't wait to hear more about that. All right, here's some hot mess. Apparently, Katy Perry has been the eyes of Diddy. And, of course, you know, is allegedly Diddy is dating Cameron Diaz, which, man, god dang. It's a lot of interracial racism has been going on like crazy lately. But that's what's going on there. So, apparently, yeah, keep your eyes out for what's going on with Katy Perry. So let's see what's going to go on with it. All right. Moving on forward to that other big story, classic story today, which is Max B. Max B's appeal has been denied, and which, you know, he's been convicted on 9 out of 11 counts of murder and robbery charges as a result of his role in a robbery attempt that became a homicide. So, man, this dude is going to be serving some serious jail time. And my thing is, you know, one thing I have to say is a lot of people always say free this person, free that person or whatnot. I'm all for, you know, people that's, you know, a lot of people I know that's trying to change and they were innocent or whatnot, and they really aren't just continually doing stuff and putting themselves in the line of fire on purpose. But when you are successful, I mean, because a lot of people, like, for instance, I know a lot of people who've done bribery, who do robberies, petty robberies to try to make ends meet or whatnot, or sell drugs and try to make ends meet or whatnot. But you're starting to come up in the world as an artist, and especially an emerging artist who has a lot of clout. I just can't excuse it. It's really inexcusable to sit here and try to think that, man, I got to feel sorry for you. I just can't feel sorry for a person doing it. Like, this person, me, a lot of people might not agree with it, but at the end of the day, can't feel sorry for that. And, like, for me, I like Boosie's music, but y'all know me. I always go in about it, about why y'all trying to make me feel like I have to go, okay, I have to be behind the Boosie thing 100%. You know, as far as him getting out of jail and supporting his music, I can do that because, you know, he does, a lot of times he gives you that edge in music and sometimes you need, but other than that, I just can't see, I'm not going to sit here and say I'm condoning him being, I'm doing crime. I can't say that. That's crazy talk. And we got to come to a point to where not everyone can think just because someone's black that they got to think a certain way all the time. It's ridiculous. And it's kind of a person that I've grown up in the street, so it's, you know, not necessarily the way I just not have always lived to this fantasy world that everybody that grew up in the hood and whatnot has to live a certain way. So that's just how I think about it. That's my two cents. And hey, we're getting ready to go ahead and close the show here. And I just want to go ahead and just say thank you everyone for coming tuning in. Tomorrow we have Dr. Daniel Tugood on the show, and we're going to be talking about his recent book that he just put out called Chronic Pain Gone 90 Days. And that's going to be very interesting because he's going to kind of give us a short synopsis of the 10 steps that he talks about in his book. And it's going to be pretty interesting. So be up to that. Make sure y'all didn't tune in tomorrow. And it's going to be our earlier show. It's going to be at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's of 6 p.m. on the East Coast. So we on the West Coast, so y'all definitely need to support it. Come through and learn some stuff, man. So put the roll on out. And remind you, everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, where there's a J or where there's a U, there is away. Y'all tune to another episode of Life at the Dusk Live. Your boy, Ceddie J. Follow me on Twitter at Ceddie J Dusk. You also make sure if you're not part of our raid, join the Dusk Spot at DuskSpot.com. Join over there. So we're going on out. In the words of Chris Brown, deuces.